Hello, and welcome to Eyes on Success, a weekly program of information on the ever-changing world of accessibility. Now here are the hosts of this program, Nancy Goodman-Torpy and Peter Torpy.
Hello, I'm Nancy.
And I'm Pete. Well, as we all know, it's not easy finding employment these days, and there are some special challenges for visually impaired folks. Today, we'll be talking about some of those issues and offering you some resources on how to deal with them.
We'll speak with Bonnie Mosen, who recently published the book, It's Off to Work We Go, Tools and Techniques for the Successful Job Hunt, a guidebook for blind and visually impaired job seekers and job holders. And we'll speak with her about many aspects of the employment process with a focus on what's special for people with visual impairments. But first, for our tip of the week, this week's tip comes from Bonnie Mosen.
This is going to sound like the craziest thing you ever heard, but it actually works. I think we're all tempted when we're on the computer looking for a job, writing, whatever we're doing. It's tempting to be in your pajamas or be in your sweatpants, whatever. But if you are dressed professionally, and that doesn't mean you need to get into a three-piece suit and tie, but if you are dressing like you're going to go to work, nice slacks, nice top, it actually does change your mindset. It sounds crazy, but it works. And there's actually been some studies to say that it does work, but it does sort of get you out of that kind of lazy mindset and puts you in a more professional thinking mood. The condensed version of the tip: dress professionally and you'll think professionally.
As they say, clothes makes the person, and that not only works for how you're perceived by others, but apparently for how you feel about yourself.
If you're having trouble finding a job, it can't hurt to try Bonnie's tip and see if that helps your success rate.
Support for Eyes on Success is provided by
the Guide Dog Foundation, training and placing guide dogs for over 70 years, providing independence, enhanced mobility, and companionship to people who are visually impaired or have other special needs at no personal cost. To learn more about their programs or to apply for a guide dog, visit www.guidedog.org.
Hi ho, hi ho.
Well, that was not our regular breaker tune. That was Hi-Ho, It's Off to Work We Go from the original soundtrack of Snow White and the Seven Dwarfs. Let's start by meeting Bonnie Mosen.
Hi, I'm Bonnie Mosen, and just want to thank Peter and Nancy for inviting me to speak on Eyes on Success today. It's an honor and a privilege. And today I'll be talking about my new book, It's Off to Work We Go, available from Mosen Consulting. I am an American living in New Zealand. I've been here nearly 3 years. I married a Kiwi, so gave up my job as a vocational rehabilitation counselor with the Massachusetts Commission of the Blind in Boston, where I worked for 4 years. Prior to that, I worked for the Seeing Eye in Morristown, New Jersey for 10 years in administration and in public relations, and also worked for the state of Tennessee as a vocational rehabilitation counselor. So I've had a wide variety of experiences in employment and also communications, all within the blindness field. I hold an undergraduate degree in sociology and equine science and English from Middle Tennessee State University. And then I got my master's degree in vocational rehabilitation counseling from the University of Kentucky in Lexington.
And what are you doing now?
Since coming to New Zealand, I have done a variety of things. I've done some volunteer work with Dress for Success, which is an international organization assisting women to find employment through soft skills training and also outfitting them with wardrobes so that they can feel confident going on interviews. Currently, I work with New Zealand Writing for the Disabled Association. I serve on their committee and also do public relations for them. And this is a nationwide organization that provides equine-assisted therapy to children and adults with physical and cognitive disabilities. I'm also a member of New Zealand Romance Writers Association and currently working on a romance novel in my spare time. I'm married to Jonathan Mosen of Freedom Scientific and Mushroom FM fame, and we've been married a little over a year now.
Well, congratulations.
Happy anniversary.
Thank you.
And I understand Jonathan may have roped you into being one of the announcers on Mushroom FM. Is that correct?
Yeah, he did.
And when are you on?
I do a show on Saturday evening, your time, from 6 to 8 p.m. Eastern time, called Bon Air. And then I do some voice tracking. During the week, I do an 80s show, which comes on at 3 a.m. in the morning on the East Coast, called Essential 80s.
And we'll be speaking with Jonathan Mosen in a few weeks about Mushroom FM. So come back and listen to that show if you're intrigued.
So many of our listeners are visually impaired, and I assume you are also.
Yes, I've been nearly completely blind since age 8. I'm an avid Braille reader, so a very strong proponent of Braille literacy. So I'm a guide dog user, and I've been currently working my dog Lizzie, a black lab, from the Seeing Eye for the past 6 years.
You are listening to Eyes on Success. Success, 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 success.
This week's focus topic is Bonnie's new book, It's Off to Work We Go, Tools and Techniques for the Successful Job Hunt.
So we were very pleased when you contacted us about your book, because one of our missions is to let people know that there are really some interesting employment opportunities for people who are visually impaired, and that you know, some of the barriers really can be knocked down, and also to give people advice on how to find jobs. So this will complement some of those shows nicely. But maybe you can give us an overview before we get into the details of the book of the kinds of topics that you've tried to cover in the book. Who is this book for?
This book is mainly targeted at people who are blind and visually impaired, who are either seeking employment or looking to change their career path. However, I think that anyone with a disability could benefit from the book, and even people who aren't disabled, who are just looking for some general employment suggestions, can benefit from the book. It's arranged in a way that you could read it from cover to cover, and I hope people will, but you can also pick out chapters that might benefit you best. Like, I start out with talking about barriers to employment and what these barriers are for people who have a disability. I also talk about the whole vocational rehabilitation process from start to finish. Talk about what I have seen is just personal barriers to employment and how to overcome them. There's a chapter on resume writing, cover letters, job preparedness and job readiness, which is a huge thing, I think, for anyone, but especially for people who are blind and visually impaired.
What do you mean by job readiness? That's a term that might not be familiar to people.
You may have all the motivation in the world, but are you actually ready psychologically, technically, ready to actually go out there and successfully get the job?
What other topics are covered in the book?
I also talk about the different types of interviews, job searching, where you can actually find jobs, how to find jobs. And it's not just looking in a newspaper or going online. There's a whole other aspect, especially now with looking for employment. Also talk about how to be successful on the job, because that's something that we don't talk about a whole lot, how to make working in the work environment as a blind person successful. And I talk a lot about, in the last chapter, about staying motivated during the job search, because when you're coming up empty-handed day after day, you can start to doubt yourself, and your self-esteem can really take a dive. So I've tried to really cover the whole gambit from start to finish of the whole work process.
That was a great overview of the inside of the book. Can you tell our listeners what it says on the front cover? The name of the book?
The name of the book is Off to Work We Go, and the subtitle is Tools and Techniques for the Successful Job Hunt.
We often get complimented on what people call our conversational style, and your book has a very similar flavor. It's not at all stuffy. Why did you choose that kind of style? That's not the kind of thing people would expect to find in this kind of book.
I've tried to write it in a very conversational style because I think we're so overloaded with professional speak. And if you've ever listened to human resource people talk, you're like, okay, there's all these buzzwords, and you listen to them and like, what exactly did they say? And I've tried to really talk to the person like they were sitting across from me, like I would my own clients, and try to make it conversational, but also try to be honest and tough, because I do talk about things that some people might find very touchy subjects, but I think that are very important to be brought out to make someone successful.
What I thought was interesting about your book is that you covered virtually every topic one should be concerned about, either finding a job or even having a job and keeping that job. And in particular, you focused on what may be different about those points as a visually impaired person. So you talked about going to an interview and looking the interviewer in the eye, which, you know, sighted people would do naturally, but blind people aren't taught to. Or talking about how they should dress. Can you talk about what other specific aspects of being visually impaired came to your mind that you think are most important?
Yeah. And I had to give my hat off here to the staff at MCB, the Mass Commission for the Blind, because we did a lot of work with our clients on what we call the soft skills training. And I talked some about hard skills and soft skills. And hard skills are things you can measure, like what your typing speed is, whether you speak a foreign language. And soft skills are more personal characteristics, your interpersonal skills, how you get along with people. And the one thing that I've seen as a VR counselor is a lot of blind people are not ready. They don't have these kinds of social soft skills training that make us successful in the workplace, because whether we like it or not, and whether it's fair or not, it's a sided world. And we have to live within those boundaries and understanding the nuances of interacting with sighted people on an employment site or just in general are very important. And I think that for many blind people, they're overlooked, or maybe they don't take them as seriously as possible. I know if I was 18, 19 years old, I probably kind of shrugged off the importance of these things as well. And I really, really tried to touch on that, and not just the parts about body language and looking someone in the eye, but being responsible, finding out beforehand where you need to go. Can you actually get to the interview? If you're looking for a job, you automatically want to apply for everything you can see, but is it practical? Can you actually get there by bus, or can you get there by paratransit? Because you can't always rely on a sighted friend or family member to get there, or if you need to take an Uber or other ride-sharing services or cab, is it feasible to be able to afford that? And a lot of people don't have that concept of that, you know, getting to an interview on time, knowing where the building is. And that doesn't mean you have to know every inch of that building, but kind of planning it beforehand. Hey, I have to go to 22 Elm Street. When do I need to be there? How do I need to be there? Dressing for the part.
And these are things that a blind person in particular needs to think about in a little bit more special of a manner.
Exactly.
A person who's sighted, you know, everybody has to write a resume, everybody has to get there. But how you do those things as a blind person is really important, because they have to work and you don't want to put off your employer or potential employer.
No, you don't.
We've spoken with many blind people about their careers and have asked many of them their opinion of when in the job search process it's best to disclose that you're visually impaired. What do you think is the best time?
That's like the $64,000 question, because disclosure, which means whether you decide to disclose whether you have a disability or not, is such a hot topic. I think I mentioned in my book that I could fill a whole book on it. You know, you could fill a whole room with job seekers with disabilities, professionals working in the field, and you could get 100 different answers. My personal opinion is don't disclose. Don't disclose in the resume or cover letter unless it's to your advantage. If you're going to be working in an agency with disabilities, disclose. Or if you're going to be taking a job in a blindness agency, disclose. When you're being interviewed over the phone, because chances are they'll call you, you don't need to tell them. If you're completely blind with a cane or guide dog and you walk in, obviously that's going to be a shock to them. But one of my beta readers, as she put, if you come in as a very large person or something like that, that might be a shock to them too, but you don't need to tell them that in the interview that, hey, I'm very obese, you know, that sort of thing.
And once you get further along in the process, what advice do you have for the actual interview itself?
The ADA and laws have done great things for employment with disabilities and just being disabled in the mainstream. But employers are so afraid of lawsuits, they know that there are things they can and can't ask. One thing that I tell people, that's on their mind. That's the elephant in the room. It's there. It's in their head. They wonder how you got dressed and came in that morning because chances are they've never had any experience with a blind person. And also, they don't know how they would handle it if they were a blind person. Of course, if they just lost their sight, they wouldn't be able to handle it because they haven't gone through all the great training. But I always tell people, bring it up. Just bring it up, take the gloves off and say, I know you have some questions and I'm more than happy to discuss how I would be able to do the job and just have that frank discussion because it's in their mind. But I always tell people, bring it up in the interview. Bring computers with you. Bring your iPhone. They love the iPhone because that's something that they can kind of relate to because most people have smartphones of some, and that's been a very favorite among showing to employers and show them how you can do the job.
What if they give you some sort of test during the interview?
If you are being asked to take some sort of skills test, which does happen with a lot of office administration jobs, you may want to disclose over the phone and talk to them how you would be able to do this job because you don't want to go into the interview and find out, oh, you have to do a 40-question questionnaire on your personality on the computer. And an employer should tell you up front if it is a skills-based type of interview. And you can ask that over the phone. You can ask them what sort of interview that it will be. That's a perfectly acceptable question to ask. And you may run into that. Sometimes you can get a reader to read the questions to you. But if it's a task that you actually have to perform, a typing test, that sort of thing, then you have to talk to the employer before the interview to see if you'll be able to do it. And that time you do need to disclose.
How about low vision people? They may be able to get through the interview process without disclosing that they have a vision problem. What do you advise once they are on the job and actually got the job?
I do recommend that if the disability is not apparent in the interview and you choose not to disclose at that time, but you are offered the job and you may need some accommodations or there's the possibility you may need some accommodations later down the road, then you need to disclose then. Because some high partials, you're not going to know that they have a vision impairment. I mean, if I go into a place with my dog, or if you go in with a cane, or if you're in a wheelchair, it's obvious. But sometimes the employer doesn't know. Once you've been offered the job and you need some job modifications like Zoom text or a larger monitor, that sort of thing, you need to disclose it then once you have been offered the job, once you've actually signed the paperwork. And this is a hard one for a lot of high partials because they don't want to be seen as different. But if you get on the job and you have not disclosed you have a disability and you start having performance problems, they can let you go because you never disclosed to them that you had this disability.
My observation of most people, and especially bosses and prospective bosses, is that they are a whole lot happier if somebody presents them with a solution than a problem.
Yes.
And I think accommodations to a visual impairment falls right in that category. If somebody walks in and says, I'm blind, the prospective boss is going to say, uh-oh, how do we handle this?
Exactly.
But if somebody walks in and says, I'm blind, but if I have this piece of adaptive equipment or software or whatever, I'll be able to do my job just fine. And so it might cost the company a little bit of money to buy the tool, but don't worry, I'll be able to handle it after that.
Exactly. Most solutions are very simple. And I think that employers, they think it's going to be a huge problem, that it's going to be a liability to the company. They're going to have to do millions of dollars of modification. So you have to be comfortable enough in your own skin to talk about what your needs are. And it might be something simple like having just a light in your cubicle, or being where there's more natural lighting, or something like that, something that's very simple.
And I think it really is incumbent on the blind person to come up with those solutions, because the employers just don't have that kind of experience. They don't know what you need. Only you know what you need.
Right. And that's one thing that happens, is there has to be accountability. And I know we throw that term around so much now in our society, but the blind person, they are responsible for it. And that's one thing that I really talk about in the book, is do your homework. Not only before you go on the interview with the company, but know the job you're going to do. Let's say you're going to go to work for a company. Find out if that company's software, is it compatible with your screen reader or your screen magnification? But yeah, it is incumbent on the blind person to know what their accommodations might possibly be. And there's always things that are going to pop up. There's always the unexpected, but it is important for them to feel comfortable with the technology.
What other special barriers to employment do you think the visually impaired face?
One of the biggest barriers to employment that I personally have seen as an employment specialist is not being prepared. There are jobs out there, but the blind person just was not up to snuff with technology, their orientation skills, and there was no way they were going to be successful on the job. And one thing that I talk about a lot in the book is upskilling, because that's so important for anybody. And we all kind of get lax with it. I'm, you know, guilty as charged. But being able, especially if you're not working and have the time to continue to grow your skills, whether it be learning a new software, learning a new way to do something, Excel or Word or PowerPoint or whatever, but making you as marketable as possible.
Well, assuming all of this advice helps you to get a job, it's always good to have a positive attitude on the job.
Just whistle while you work, and cheerfully together we can tidy up the place.
That also wasn't our usual breaker tune. That was Whistle While You Work from the original soundtrack of Snow White and the Seven Dwarfs. Now for this week's final item, how to get hold of Bonnie's book, and also how to find other relevant resources.
So if people want to acquire this book, where can they find it?
It is available from Mosen Consulting, and you can go to mosen.org/work and purchase the book. It is an ebook format, and what you get with the book is you also get entry into our virtual job club.
Now, what does that entail?
This is people who have purchased the book, and it's a global audience, so you will get to interact with people from around the world. And we'll have different topics based on what the readers are interested in talking about and just sharing information. And I want it to be somewhere where we're not going to get together and have a grump session, but we can share and learn from each other, give feedback to each other, talk about experience that we've had that we know about, and different topics, doing some role playing with interviewing, discuss problems with resumes, cover letters, and that sort of stuff. And I'm also going to be offering services, working with people to help them with their resume, to also talk about some vocational goals, cover letters, doing some role playing as far as interviewing skills, that sort of thing. So offering those online or over the phone through Skype, soft skills type training.
And if people wanted to contact you with questions or to find out more about some of these opportunities, where would you send them?
They can fill out the contact page at the Mosen Consulting website. It's mosen.org.
And do you have a social media presence?
I'm on Twitter, and that is at Bonnie Mosen.
And for those who may not be familiar with Mosen Consulting, can you give a quick summary of what they do?
Sure. We are an international company that works closely with professionals and individuals in the blindness field. We offer a wide variety of services from technical support and training. We have a lot of manuals. The most famous, of course, are the iOS without the I books, describing how to work with the different iOS updates and software with the iPhone. But we also will offer individual training on JAWS, the iPhone, different things, customizable training. We work with businesses. Jonathan does a lot of work with web consulting to see if their websites are accessible, and a lot of disability training. If an employer or business wants to have some training for their particular company, we're also doing a new thing. If a person has an expertise that he or she would like to share with the world through a book, can demonstrate that they can write it. We've also started our own kind of publishing portion of Mosen Consulting, where we can promote that book to the general public.
And I guess people can find both you and Jonathan on Mushroom FM. How do they do that?
Exactly. We are on Mushroom FM, which is an internet radio station run and managed by blind people. And you can find us at mushroomfm.com and in all your favorite music apps. So we're on TuneIn, radio, and OOTunes, and places like that.
And as we mentioned earlier, we'll be talking with Jonathan about Mushroom FM in a few weeks on Eyes on Success, and you can learn how you can participate. Also, for any of that contact information, as usual, go to the show notes for this episode at www.eyesonsuccess.net. It's all there.
That's it for show number 1632. Next week on Eyes on Success, we'll be talking about a different aspect of working. There's more to know about running or starting your own business than at first may be apparent. We'll speak with Colleen Wunderlich, the director of the Hadley Forsyth Center for Employment and Entrepreneurship, about Hadley's training resources geared to help you become a successful entrepreneur. If you have any questions regarding something you've heard about on the show, or you'd like to share an idea for a future show, send an email to hosts@eyesonsuccess.net or call us at 585-210-8094.
You've been listening to Eyes on Success, hosted and produced by Nancy Goodman-Torpey and Peter Torpey, and distributed by WXXI Reach Out Radio. Browse the full archive of programs, find instructions for subscribing to the podcasts, and much more at www.eyesonsuccess.net. You can also find us on iTunes, follow us on Facebook and on audioboom.com, at Eyes on Success, or Twitter at @_EyesOnSuccess. We hope you will join us again next week for more information and updates on products for accessible living. Thanks for listening to Eyes on Success, and have a nice day.